This is a HeadGum Original.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Previously on the HeadGum Podcast.
I actually was clinically depressed with, clinically diagnosed with depression at a very young age, like age 8, 9, 10. I was going to therapy. Some pretty dark times in my life. Wrote about it extensively in our book. Was medicated for many years, had OCD in my childhood, was medicated for that as well. I would say as of late, I have felt myself slipping back into depression. I don't currently have a therapist, and it's something that I beat myself up over. You know, it's hard to make time for and to prioritize yourself. The disease that I have certainly weighs on me heavily and has made it hard to balance the things I want to do with the limited energy I have. And I'm the kind of person that has always had my self-worth related directly to my creative output. And it's been hard to feel like I'm worthy and valid. And so the specter of depression has risen again. But I'm doing okay.
I'll do the bundle
just
for that
just a buzzing
one.
Noise.
That's actually, that doesn't matter to you. Major key alert. If you're not doing well, reach out to a friend. All right, here we go.
Thank you for that earnest plug.
So flip. Ahoy.
One of my new favorite things that makes me laugh a lot is earnest waving.
Oh.
It's like...
And I delivered.
Like, if you see, like, we all kind of live in this area. If you see people that you know a lot from your car or on the street, and my favorite thing is just...
A pleasant wave.
Yeah. Nobody does that.
At the end of a Zoom?
1 second, actually. It's really interesting that we connect on this, Billy.
Yeah. So let's kind of go with
that. I had a day of pleasant waves. The day that... It was announced. There was like a week after Trump may have lost.
Right.
And then when it was announced and everyone was partying on Sunset Boulevard, I went for a walk before the party and every neighbor I saw, it was literally Truman Show. Everyone was literally saying, good morning, neighbor. Yeah. Good morning, neighbor.
Good morrow to you. Yeah, that was a great day. Drove down Sunset, blasting music.
Yeah.
Saw my friend Cecily twerking off of a moving van.
Whoa.
Yeah, sorry, 1 second over here.
All I said was whoa.
1 second. We only have 45 minutes. We have to get it right. It's harder to edit the video when you have these fucking flubs.
It wasn't a flub. I said, wow, nice.
He didn't flub.
Yeah.
Really? He didn't flub. Yeah. He spoke. Maybe out of turn.
I genuinely apologize. waving to Casey behind the camera as
nice.
Well. We got a lot of requests for more Donahue.
Really?
For more Casey. For more... Casey, what's your title? Producer?
Yeah, I'm a producer.
All right. Producer Casey, then.
There's always That's intrigue cool. with yeah. the person behind the boards.
Yes.
And I always become the coolest person in the equation. Right?
Yeah.
Always.
It's the mystery that you don't know what they look like.
Can do no wrong.
Has Casey ever been on camera or just a voice?
Well, we're going to need to get him on the show eventually so people will see his face, but I'd like to keep the air of mystery for at least one more week.
Mm-hmm. That's cool, yeah. And Casey's a good name for a mysterious person because Casey can be anybody.
I'm excited about it because... All the big podcasts have this kind of like tertiary producer character.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
And now it's like proving that we have not only production value, but spiritual worth.
Mm.
Right? So it's like, I'm worth a damn because of Donahue.
What is the other podcast that you're thinking about that has a...
Hollywood Handbook, uh-huh. All Fantasy Everything,
uh-huh.
Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend.
I see.
The Daily.
Really?
Obviously, there's producer Travin.
Mm. Travin?
Travin.
It's like Travis, but with an N.
Yeah,
well, sure. Like I could have put that one.
Oh, back at it again. Monday morning. Would you say we're Monday morning quarterbacking it?
Well, we were supposed to do this on Friday,
right?
Which sort of has a fun weekend energy to it. Yeah. And instead, we're doing it at the worst time of the week, which was Monday morning,
when
the weekend is over.
Well, Jeff actually texted us like last Monday and said, can you do Friday? And we both kind of made it clear that we can maybe do Friday, but Thursday would be absolutely better.
Oh, yeah. It was Thursday or Friday.
And there was like a 72-hour window where we just simply didn't hear back from Jeff after we said that Thursday could be better.
And then it was like Wednesday night, and we're like, okay, so Thursday's probably not happening.
But I texted Jeff on Wednesday night, and I was like, hey, listen, Thursday's now like off the table.
Yeah, because you didn't lock it in.
Because I haven't heard from you, and I've heard from others. And then Thursday, or at some point around Thursday, we got another text from Jeff saying, hey, I have another friend coming into town because Jeff is human Airbnb.
Yeah.
Like people just come and sit on Jeff for a weekend. And so he moved it to today, Monday morning quarterback.
I'm not going to apologize for being spontaneous.
But then I also forgot about today until you texted. You're like, are we still on for today at 10:45? Like at 9:45 in the morning on a Monday.
I sent a calendar invite.
Did you?
Yes.
For Monday?
Of course. Oh, for Monday?
I don't think
I definitely did not receive said calendar.
Yeah, I didn't know about this. I didn't get a calendar.
Amir wrote back what you said, so I'll see you in like an hour. Amir wrote back, good reminder.
Yeah.
Which I was like, that's either a really funny, subtle joke that like, but he actually forgot.
No, yeah, I actually needed it. Because if I don't get the invite, I'm not actually putting it into my calendar.
Right.
And then once it's in my calendar, I think it was in for Friday, I definitely didn't officially move it to Monday.
Right.
Because I didn't hear about it.
Meanwhile, I'm reprioritizing calls that I'm supposed to be on right now to do this podcast that no one remembered was even happening.
Right.
That was easy.
No, as a matter of fact, it wasn't. I may have lost work due to the fact that this non-priority podcast has taken my schedule.
Well, we have a budget for fees now.
Excuse me?
We have a budget for fees.
Go on.
So this is going to be $750 in your pocket if you can win a game later.
Is that a real $750? Because we played games like this before and I've never actually got the Venmo.
It does come from my personal pocket, but
you should send him crypto since if you guys are both on Coinbase, it makes it sort of quasi-legal under the table, but still instant transfer.
Are you in NFTs?
No.
Okay. This already sucks. I'm sorry, but like we're going to have to save it with some sounds.
What's extra funny to me is that I can't hear Jeff in my headphones right now.
Yeah, me neither.
Daniel,
I just hear Jeff.
Get it again with the white van.
Cool. It's as if I have like audio sonic force fields.
Yeah, we're still figuring out some tech.
Yeah.
That would have been, we should have done some tests.
What is the other one shoot? Because you're still on a recording Friday schedule for the following Friday. So do you plan on recording another one this week? Because I haven't heard about anything like
that.
Yeah. Okay.
But I'll probably do it with the New York crew.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's good.
We've got a lot to get to today.
Oh.
Get started.
Yeah.
I miss Marika. Are we going to get less Marika now that we're back in L.A.?
Well,
we need to find more Marika.
We could have tried to get her to be on here.
Okay.
Or that'd be
there
cool.
Or whatever, however we've done it before with guests.
Okay.
Remote guests.
Yeah.
I just thought it'd be fun to do the guys.
Sure.
Under the guys.
Yeah, the 90026 fellows.
That's not my zip code.
Really?
That is my zip code.
Not for long.
Not for long.
let's get it started off with our bonds of the week. Mine's Reese Witherspoon.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
If I could just say one thing. I listened to a HeadGum podcast recently, spiritually get back into the show.
Mm-hmm.
These are always a setup for him to sing that Beyonce song, You Don't Know About Me, or You Must Not
You
Know
Don't
About
Know About
me.
Reese.
Yes. And also Ghee. I believe the episode I listened to here is singing about clarified butter. Right. So I'm prepared. I'm prepared for this to go into the Beyonce song.
Maybe if we always say that.
You must not know about Reese. You must not know about Reese. She was married to a less successful actor. Hesitate to even call him an actor, baby. You must not know Philippe. You must not know Philippe.
No, I know
Her ex-husband's name's Ryan Philippe. So don't you ever for a second get to thinking he's irreplaceable.
Ryan Philippe was actually more famous than Reese Witherspoon when they started dating. He was a really popular actor in the 90s.
Cruel Intentions.
Yeah, exactly. And yeah.
He had that Justin Timberlake curl.
Yeah,
that blonde curl.
He was a heartthrob, I think, before Jeff was born. So
we must know about Reese to know details like this.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact.
I wasn't around yet.
Right.
Great I was sentence. Born in 1997.
I wasn't around yet. Cowboy Jeff. So I was right.
So he doesn't want to know our bonds.
I didn't even hear his lyrics. Like I said, these are just prohibiting me from hearing the guy sitting next to
me. You must not know about Reese. You must not know about Reese. She was married to a less successful actor. Hesitate to even call him an actor, baby.
Aren't they still together?
And why do you hesitate to call him an actor?
I haven't seen him in anything.
Has he seen you in anything? Are you an actor?
I'm not an actor.
Oh, okay.
You must not know Philippe. You must not know Philippe.
Who's Philippe? Oh, Ryan Philippe. Yeah. Okay, that's a good
Her ex-husband's name's Ryan Philippe, so don't you ever for a second
they're
get
divorced?
To thinking. Yeah, they're divorced.
Wow.
That he's irreplaceable because he was replaced.
Okay. Interesting. Is she remarried?
Yeah.
That was the least confident. Yeah.
What about Coach K?
Oh, that's good.
You must not know Coach K.
Doesn't have to do with the song. This is the game we're playing about Bond of the Week.
Yeah.
Oh.
Forget about the song. So my theory holds that
because
the Bond of the Week is
job.
Now just a kind
Beyonce,
of like a smokescreen to get us into the Beyonce song. Like, I just threw out a Bond of the Week, and you said, how will that actually fit into the lyrics of the song?
Yeah.
You think because he needs a job?
I think it would just be an interesting watch for an hour and a half.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I don't know if he'll be able to do the stunts.
Mm-hmm.
I also don't know how good he is at a read.
Mm-hmm.
But he's available. That's the most important.
He's available, but
But he's not on avail.
We'll read him.
Yeah.
But it's like kind of a favor to, like, you know, the EP.
Yeah. Mm. He did pretty good in the AT&T commercials.
He did.
That's true.
So.
You're saying I don't have the job? That was my Coach K.
It's good.
What's wrong? What?
I'm going to cut this out, but this is my show.
So what?
So it's not other people's time to shine.
I was doing a goofy impression.
A good podcast host knows when to step aside.
Right.
But when I have you on the couch, there's no chance that I'll step aside.
Jeff always invites you, right? It's not presumed that you're on every episode.
Yeah, well,
you
he didn't make the invite this week, but I was still texted about showing up.
Okay, so he invites you to this room.
Yeah.
And then he complains about your being here, correct?
That's right, yeah.
Okay, just want everyone at home to know the rules of the game.
Yeah.
Okay.
We did schedule this for 10:45 on Monday. On Friday. Or no, on Thursday.
I think I said 10:45 because I had something Friday at noon.
Yes.
And then it moved to Monday.
And you threw out 11 on Monday.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Not 10:45
which we all agreed to.
Right.
But I should have sent the calendar.
Did you remember before the text?
Who's your bond of the week?
I was moving around phone calls this morning.
Yeah.
Work was coming in and I had to explain to them that I have to reluctantly do this podcast where I get berated for an hour with my buddy.
Yeah. No, it's all right. It's not going to be that bad.
Okay.
I know it sucks so far, but that's because of the energy.
What has been the most viral TikTok content that has come from the show thus far? Because maybe knowing that, I can produce some more.
We did have a TikToker on Sally Dar Griffin last week.
Right.
But I haven't checked the numbers on that. Casey, can we get a numbers crunch on the last TikTok?
Yeah, sure.
A numbers crunch, as if that's anything.
Pulling up my phone.
Bond of the week?
Bond of the week. Let's go with the guy in the movie I saw yesterday. I forget his name. Mm-hmm. Do you remember his name? He was really good in that film, actually.
Which one? Jamie Lee Curtis?
Not Jamie Lee Curtis.
Oh, Guy?
Yeah.
Oh, the guy from Goonies?
Yes, exactly.
And Indiana Jones? Dr. Jones.
Yeah.
Who's that?
His voice is so his voice has remained the same. The movie
That's
is
right.
Everything Everywhere All at Once.
Right.
And her husband is this very optimistic, like, we can't give up on faith and joy and hope character.
Yes. That's me.
Well,
Ki Hui Kwan.
Yeah.
Mm.
He had the gadgets in Goonies, if you've ever seen that movie.
I've never seen Goonies.
I wasn't around yet. It was before my time.
This is him.
That is him.
Casey, what's that TikTok doing numbers-wise?
A little over 2,000 views.
So not that many, if at all.
Okay.
Let's move on then. One of the pieces of advice that we got from Sally Dar was that people love to hear the tea in regards to dating in LA.
Do you say tea?
Yeah.
Like normally?
Yeah, I actually got into a conversation with my friend who was visiting about gossip.
Okay.
I love gossip, but I don't like shit talking.
Okay.
Which, there's a difference. Mm-hmm. I think that...
Yeah, gossip can be positive.
Yeah, like gossip's just the news of your friend group.
What you've heard.
Yeah.
Whispers.
Shit talking is being like, this person sucks for these reasons.
With a slant.
Yeah.
Okay.
And gossip can
venture into shit talking, but I do think they're different.
Okay.
I love gossip.
But people love the tea.
Yeah. Okay. I want to know the tea with what's happening with my friends that I haven't seen in a while.
Okay.
Because you can't see your friends that often.
Right.
So?
dating in L.A. Yeah. What's it like?
You had to look at a screen for that question.
Yeah. I did draw a blank.
You
of
had
what
to reference your notes.
What are you? I mean, because you're.
Well, we're in relationships. Yeah.
Right,
Billy's married, so we're not dating in LA. You're the one. You should be telling us what's it like being single in LA.
But you never stop dating your wife, Billy.
This is okay.
You never stop dating.
You are now on the tightrope. Let's see how this goes.
Because about to
if you
Smith
lose
you.
The spark, sorry, one second.
Yeah.
If you lose the spark, if you lose the romance, what else do you have?
Where are you drawing? What are you drawing from?
You have no wisdom. You have no experience.
And yeah, you have no experience. I'm living the life that you are trying to tell me how to lead. But you've never lived this life.
I read a preface of Mating in Captivity.
Mating?
What?
Mating in Captivity?
It was made in Manhattan, the J-Lo movie, and he read the DVD box.
No, you can't lose that luster.
Love when you look down. Love when you look down to get smart again. It's as if you're charging your intelligence. No, so you can never look up and be smart.
There are certain mannerisms that if you have, it doesn't matter what you say.
Right, right, right.
Right. So if I go like this, like I just did, yeah. You guys suddenly think that it's a
he's
party.
Carefree. Yeah. He's jolly.
I'm like, yeah, I have
yeah,
my
you're
freedom.
Not tense. You're not stiff. Right. Like that.
That's like literally a pause button. That is like transcends stiff.
Whether it's with your wife or with your long-term partner, tell us about dating in
people
LA.
Wanted me to smack you on Twitter. Did you see this?
Yes.
Yeah, because they thought it would happen.
I'm sure that something will happen in the next 25 minutes that is smack-worthy, and I do give you full permission to fully
Whoa.
Smack me in the
And
face.
That may be the viral TikTok plus 2,000 view moment that we need.
It could be like the Andy Kaufman thing where mm-hmm. he got smacked on. I think Letterman was mm-hmm. it, and people didn't know if it was real or not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Full permission. You don't have to do it.
I don't want to do it.
You might have to.
Okay.
Well. Tell us about dating in LA.
Well, actually, Billy and I both saw a movie this weekend on separate dates of sorts mm-hmm. with our ladies. So mm-hmm. that's an example of a date. You get some food. You watch some movie. That's like a classic. That's like dinner and a movie.
Mm-hmm.
You can't get more classic than that date-wise.
Yep.
Especially in LA.
Definitely not in LA.
Yeah.
You could do that anywhere.
Right.
Like, I want to hear about you guys going to fucking No Vacancy.
Oh, yeah.
When was the last time you were at Laurel Hardware?
What? A
we
hardware
didn't go to
store?
Bars and stuff like that.
Oh, that's a cool bar?
Yeah.
He's pulling up a sound. Hold for it, guys.
That didn't work. That absolutely didn't work.
What do you want?
What's the success? What does a successful answer to that question look like? Yes, we've been to Laurel Hardware.
Yeah, recently.
Yeah, the best thing. Oh, recently?
No. I was saying
that.
That's
sound.
Oh, I
oh,
see.
Oh, no. Oh,
you
no.
You must not know about recently. You must not. Casey, are you single?
Yeah.
Tell us about dating in LA.
Come on, man.
You're just throwing people in to your awkward conversations. Why don't you tell us about dating in LA?
Dating in LA is easy. it's such a large pool to draw from. There's
you must
be...
not know about ease. You must not know about ease.
How much does a date
you
cost?
You must not know
How
about
ease. How much does
ooze?
A first date cost in Los Angeles?
It depends what you want to do. I mean, you can do anything for free. You can
are
do
you
anything
taking,
for gee.
Are you matching with ladies on apps? You must not know about Field. You must yeah. not know about Field.
Yeah, so Field is my app of choice. It's for threesomes, casual sex,
okay.
kink.
So are you, when you match with a lady on a dating app, is the first date usually, hey, come out with me and my friends? Or is it like, let's meet for a drink one-on-one?
Right.
It depends how it goes.
When was the last time you met up with someone one-on-one for a drink that you met on a dating app?
That honestly would have been last October. But that's because
wow, so
I dated somebody in New York.
You did date someone in New York?
Yeah.
From a dating app?
No, from, met her at a party. Fourth of July party in Laurel Canyon, actually.
And then you dated her in New York City?
She moved to New York. I went to New York.
There were so many faces in the last 10 seconds. What a thrill to watch him have so many emotions. He was like happy, confused. Maybe I might be angry soon.
Wow. Okay.
I tend to meet people organically. That's why I think it's easy. Mm-hmm. You just go to parties and then, you know, you meet friends of friends. You find them attractive. You take them out or not. Or you... Zebulon is really the catalyst for spreading legs and joy.
Zebulon is really the catalyst.
Earlier when he said it's just going to be the guys, that's the fear that was going to come out of.
Have you ever had a night where you've spread one of or all four of these four things? Joy, libel, wisdom, and legs.
So you didn't have to look at the computer for that question, but you did have to say, how's dating in LA?
Joy, libel, wisdom.
Rumor? Oh, wisdom. Major
key alert. It doesn't matter who you're with as long as your thighs are thick. If you have the wagon, you can have anyone.
Your legs are thin. You have incredibly thin legs.
When I get things tailored, it's about making sure two things are right. The ankles, that's thin ankles, yeah. And the seat.
What's the seat?
That's the ass.
You say it.
That's the ass.
This is his threat voice.
When
but
I
when he says, get
when
a I suit,
get
my ass tailored, I focus on the ankles and the seat, which is yes. What kind of Gargamel Smurf villain are you?
Talking about God. Hemming pants? To make your big butt and thin legs.
I'm talking about hemming way to make way for my ass.
So all the jeans that you wear, they can't come standard because nobody has a standard leg / ass ratio that
Levi's 512 taper.
So what size are you looking for? Waist and then length?
34, 32.
Interesting.
Yeah. Although I think I'm more a 33 because 34 is always too loose. And I need to get a belt. That's the issue. Casey has a good belt.
Really?
Yeah.
You want me to show it to you guys?
I want you to sound it to us. Yeah, so stand up and just like undo one notch and let's hear
No. Just because someone has a microphone in front of them doesn't make them God.
Because we have to take a break. We have to take a break whether you do the clankle
or
not.
No kidding, we have to take a break.
Yeah.
This sucks.
You just told the producer to stand up and make the sound of his belt coming off.
Let the man work. A belt.
Let the man work.
Whatever. We'll be right back after we thank some sponsors.
Sponsors.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Guys, my social battery is starting to come back, I have to say, because, you know, we're all less social in the winter habitually, and I feel like I've sort of charged up for a summer of filling my cup. But it can be easy to ignore our social battery altogether and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter, like I said. What's the right amount of socialization for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some time alone. Therapy can give you that self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I'm in therapy every week. It definitely helps me rearrange my priorities so that I can prioritize my social battery and making sure I have that time to recharge, which I need. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/whatsthat today to get 10% off your first month. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/whatsthat. Thanks, BetterHelp.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers. Aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there, and you know what? You can update it with an app, so every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt. Mm-hmm. So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
And we're back. Billy Scafuri on the facts. And I guess Amir Blumenfeld on the sax for the first time ever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sort of playing rhythm guitar over here. I'm the social lubrication that this podcast
over here.
Because now it's like a you versus Billy situation, and I'm just trying to like referee it like I'm a boxing
out.
Match.
I'm chilled yeah. out now.
Okay.
There will be no slap. Should we get in our first segment? This is way too long. I have something I want to say, so...
You're not going to be able to hear it. You have to wait.
I've heard it before. Before you get to the segment.
Yeah.
It's particularly funny when someone offers a pleasant wave and it is not received. Amir gave you such a non-response, and that really, really... Just that...
It's like trying to heat foam. Like I'm getting heat and there's nothing bouncing back.
Welcome to Bad Small Talk.
We've been in this segment for the past 25 minutes, right?
For the past 40 episodes.
Yeah. Well, this is going to be a little bit more intentional. Small talk to me is the fall of talk.
Uh-huh. Meaning? What?
I can't stand small talk.
Okay. Like it makes you anxious or you're like, yeah, nobody really cares. We're
at
a party.
It's a waste of time. It's a waste of energy. It's a waste of joy and wisdom. It's a waste of paste.
A waste of what?
Paste.
Because sometimes I'm talking social glue.
Sometimes he just says wisdom.
Social
glue?
Yeah,
why does he just say wisdom
social
sometimes?
Social adhesive.
The word wisdom? Or
yes,
like
the word. No, the word wisdom. Not saying, not offering wisdom.
Yeah, not, nothing is smart.
When he just starts talking,
whether
he just
people
disappears,
are operating
he just,
or hear on higher vibrations
wisdom.
Than others
just kind
or
of like
not,
sprout
usually,
from the soil.
He's obsessed about the idea of being intelligent.
What ends up presenting itself in small talk or genuine connection?
It doesn't mean anything. Right.
So I'm going to give examples of places. I'm going to be a stranger, and then you guys are going to alternate off, and you guys are going to just, like, you know, come up to me, or maybe we're sitting next to each other, or, like, we're in line together.
Okay.
So, first off, at the DMV, we've been waiting a while.
Okay.
So, let's start with me and Billy.
Okay. I engage with you?
Yeah.
Okay. How long have you been here?
Don't talk to me.
That's probably the end of it. Billy's gonna,
I can read social cues.
Yeah. I know. Oh, I forgot to also mention that I'm going to try and disarm you guys. And it's going to be sort of this breach of social contract. Because what if we just didn't have any small talk?
Okay.
Seems like you really want to include that element in this game when explaining it.
All right, Amir, at the grocery store.
Sure.
I'm looking at some Bonza mac and cheese. You come up to me.
What's your favorite one?
What's that?
What's your favorite mac and cheese? There's so many options.
Doesn't matter.
Okay. Yeah. I was going to say I like this organic version, even though it's like supposed to be healthy.
Well, you weren't going to say it because you just did.
Right. Sorry, right. pal. Can you at least move out of your way? Your ass is so big and your ankles are so small. I can't even see the boxes.
I'm trying to decide on white cheddar versus yellow cheddar.
Get them both. They're what? 49 cents each.
Really?
Yeah.
That's actually kind of interesting.
Not really.
I'm glad we had this.
All right, I'm heading out.
Let's.
Nice meeting you.
No, we should keep this going. Do you want to do?
Sorry, I'm on the phone.
You want to do drunch?
I'm on the phone.
We could do. Yeah, beatnik.
There's this fucking weird ass guy trying to talk to me next to the powdered.
We don't have to do it now. We could do a drinner.
Is his lower half like dreidel shaped?
Yeah,
like he's wide like a bowling pin. Wide at the waist bit. And then just yes, zeroes vegan, down towards the yes. foot. Spot.
He's a Russian nesting doll.
I saw that same guy at the DMV.
They have vegan, I know. Mac yeah, and he's everywhere.
He has this energy that fake invites bacon, you into conversation, exactly. but as soon as you do, it's
did I mention it's called
regret?
Yes,
instant.
And at DMV,
if you push him, he'll tip over. That's the good news. I find that if you just lightly tip him, he will fall over.
Then he falls back. Up like almost like picnic. One of those
that's
kids
right
you could get beatnik yeah. and do a picnic outside.
I would not say, top or bottom heavy.
We could do maybe just skip the mac and cheese.
He's midi, he's medium
I would just say park the mac and cheese okay. parking lot. He won't yeah. stop talking.
I'm gonna call in a bomb threat click.
All right, that was really good. That we got somewhere with that one.
Small talk, yeah,
because you made it worth his while.
Your while. Nothing.
All right, at Zebulon.
He was just impersonating like an acting coach.
I see.
Because you made it worth his while.
You yeah. found the want.
The wisdom.
And the want was there.
Yeah.
And if I do say so myself.
That was easy.
Here we go. At Zebulon. I'm at the bar. I'm getting a Tecate. Mm-hmm. You come up to me. Here we go.
Did you water already?
I would love to spread your legs.
What? Did you say?
Sorry, I meant to say, yeah. I
harassing you? He keeps walking up to people saying that he'd love to spread their legs.
No,
do you say that to women?
That's what I'm thinking.
Do you say that to women at this bar? Have you said that? Am I the first person you've said that to today?
You're the second person I've said it to
today. Was the first person you said that to a woman, and was she uncomfortable?
No, it was the bouncer.
Are you here to make people feel uncomfortable? Because I can make you feel uncomfortable.
No, I'm here to spread joy.
So cut the shit with sentences like that, because it is... inappropriate in 2022. We're all coming out of a pandemic and we want some normalcy and fun, and we don't need your bullshit with lines like that making us feel uncomfortable to see a concert again. So I get it. Maybe there's a hidden camera and you think there's some cute bullshit and you're trying to get some clicks, but cut the shit with the spreading the legs bullshit. And if you say that to my wife, and if you say that to any of her friends, you will have a serious fucking problem on your hands. All right, guy? Take your beer and get the fuck out of here.
I can't take it to go.
What's that?
I can't take the beer to go.
Get it away from me and my friends.
Yeah, all right. A trip.
You said you recently talked like that to a bartender.
Oh my God, yeah.
You actually did that.
I did. It was much shorter than that, but this guy was a fucking asshole. He asked me to show my vaccination on my phone and my license.
In the bar.
In the bar. We've already crossed in, but that's not the issue. I will never be like, no, I'm already in the bar. So I'm trying to show him my license with the light of my phone. But I'm showing him my license and the light of my phone this way, and I can't get the lighting right. And after like 10 seconds of trying, 5 seconds of trying, he looks at me and he goes, come on, guy. And I was just like, and I literally put them down. I was like, motherfucker, I am trying to help you out. All I want is a drink for me and my wife. Don't come on, guy me. I'm trying to show you my license.
You said that to him?
Yeah, I was very angry.
Wow.
He was provoking me.
Yeah.
I don't just fly off the handle.
What bar was this?
Zebulon.
It was Zebulon. He almost had coffee as well. He sprayed his face. I don't promote violence except with Jeff.
Which is actually peace. It creates peace.
So what did he say when you were so mean to him?
He walked away, and the other bartender.
He was just afraid.
He was in a mood. You could tell that he was in a mood.
I see.
But I was also in a bad mood.
So it was like he said motherfucker as the beginning of a sentence.
And Marina was like, the eye roll.
Oh, really?
It was an uncomfortable little moment. But
what what bar was it?
Some cocktail bar in Echo Park.
Bar Flores?
Maybe.
You don't remember?
No, I don't remember restaurant names or movie titles.
This is the two things.
All
right, here we go. At the HeadGum Studio.
What? Nobody's here to see and feel joy from your face.
So we're just like recording a podcast, let's say.
Okay.
It's time for Bond of the Week.
Yeah. It seems like you're just bringing that segment up so you can sing a Beyonce song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's funny because, like, doing this show, I sort of put on a visage.
A facade. What?
A visage.
And
what an unnatural word to say.
This one moment was sort of a wrinkle in time where I could kind of sort of be myself, and it didn't feel good because I sort of I brown out, really.
Right.
But even when I black out, I brown out for obvious reasons. And if this is what you guys feel, this energy, I cannot apologize more than I am in this moment.
Sweet.
Cool.
Appreciate
that. I'm so, so sorry.
Yeah, I accept.
But do you forgive?
I accept, but I don't forgive. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I understand that you feel bad, and that's good. But at the same time, I'm not going to just, like, take it. Now we're back to even.
Yeah, and honestly, like, I haven't heard a word you said. I've just been watching your acting choices throughout the process. And I can, like, register that you're sad. I don't know what for, but...
No, but it's not acting. It's like, this is real. This is me.
It's reacting.
I'm exactly feeling how I am being.
That's
gotta
funny.
Let the rice shine on me.
Okay.
This is flirty. I don't like it.
All right, here we go.
Let the rice shine off. Where does he go?
That was bad small talk. We had more. There was more, but we have to move on. Also, for the record, I don't go up to people, especially women, and say I'd like to spread your legs.
Right. That was just for the bit.
It was just for a podcast.
Yeah.
These are essentially noise-canceling headphones. I have no idea what you two are just talking about.
It doesn't matter.
It's not because of the music. There's just things covering my ears.
It's kind
of
like you're at a loud bar and people are talking.
I wish I could. I can't make out a word here. What?
It's like you're at a loud concert and people are talking. And you like can't quite hear what they're saying.
Again, you're gone.
Yeah.
I do hear the music.
Yeah. Price is Right.
Welcome to The Price of Christ. This is The Price of Christ.
Christ?
Do you guys know Christ?
No.
Okay, now I can hear you.
It's K-R-E-I-S-S.
Dude, yeah, my friend's, that's my friend's family's business.
Are you kidding me?
The furniture business.
Jesus, so you better be good at this.
Yeah.
Wait, who's your friend that runs, is his name Kreiss?
You know Nick Kreiss? He used to run Punk'd.
No.
Yeah, he used to run Punk'd, and he was like, worked with Ashton Kutcher a bunch.
Wow.
Yeah.
So this is his
family's
furniture.
It's like a Goliath.
Wow. It's like Restoration Hardware level, pretty fancy, pretty expensive. Although I don't want to give you too many hints, because this is The Price of Kreiss.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to show you various pieces of furniture. Keep in mind, this is all aftermarket.
Oh, what does that mean?
It means it's being sold secondhand.
Okay.
So it's not going to be retail. And
so you bought it from them and now you're selling it and you want to see how much you charge for it.
I got it at retail / ad nauseum because I was sort of in a frenzy. I was, couldn't get enough of Kreiss.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, I need to fucking free up some cash. So this is going to be The Price of Kreiss. This is for actual cash.
Okay. Oh, okay.
So for every right answer, it's let's say $25 because I can swing that.
Okay.
For every wrong answer, it's $25 owed to me. Which is kind of fucked up that I kind of begged for your time. And
right, we're not
going
to pay you out of it.
No chance. Never.
It is Price of Kreiss rules. So, you know,
closest
guess.
Going over.
Yeah. Okay. Going over. Here we go. Do not look at my screen, please, because I do have the price. I'm going to tilt my thing. Here we go. this is two lounge chairs with an ottoman.
Certainly is.
This looks old.
Very.
Like, this is like from the early 80s.
And it also looks weathered, as if like various generations of family members have already sat on it.
What's the top one is so dark, it's almost like, it's almost fake. Like there's hints of blue, but the rest of it is just this matte black tar.
The seats are leather.
Leather?
Leather.
Yeah.
That's awful.
There are leather seats and fabric.
It's not awful, it's Christ.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
That's their official slogan that I've been pitching to them.
Mm. Yeah.
So what do we think?
For
the whole set. Sold as a set.
$899.
Yeah.
$899?
Yeah.
I'm going to say 16 flat. 1600 flat.
Wow.
See, but one of you can't just be right. So I'm going to say, let's say it has to be close enough, but without going over. So.
Okay.
This is being sold on first dibs for $5,800.
Oh.
It's because of the leather seats.
Really?
What is it? This looks awful.
Yeah, it's pretty
bad.
But
I guess that's Kreiss for you.
It looks like the absence of seat. Oh, that's a brown old couch.
Yeah.
Is that the friend's couch? That's a...
That's Central Perk.
Yeah, that's Central Perk. And it's a deep, deep leather.
Yeah.
That is a deep
We're looking at a three-seater, roll arm, And correct me if I'm wrong, but I think it might be a polyester cotton blend. With
imagine us correcting you.
I can't correct you.
Faster though. Let's get through these.
$6,400.
$6,400.
Yes. Yeah. Wow. I mean, I was so off on the last one that I'll say 9,999. So almost 10,000.
That one was 1,850.
1,800.
Yep.
So I won. I was said I high.
You said 9,999. That's almost $10,000.
True. He's right.
He is right. Every so often.
Glass coffee table.
I fainted through one of these once.
This is through it?
Through it.
Wait,
and my mom
how?
Found,
when?
And my mom found me.
Wait, what?
Oh my God.
Got so up too shattered? Fast. This is how I found out that I have to eat more sugar. I have low blood sugar. And when I was a little kid, I got up too fast. And then I just went down. I went right through the table. Like
scars?
A wrestler.
Any scars?
No cuts. That, and my mom didn't like process it. She was mad about the table when she got home. And then an hour later, she just broke down in tears. Like she suddenly realized everything that could have just happened.
Wow.
Yeah.
Really scary.
They say like get up too fast, but everyone gets up at roughly the same speed. It's not like you're now getting up slower because of that. It's almost like
there has to be
the
other
issue
things
is different.
Going on.
The issue is different than the speed at which you're getting up.
Yeah. That's usually the like the thing that like tips it. I imagine.
Exactly.
Anyway, I fainted through one of these.
Alert. It's not enough to just say something in an interesting tone. You have to have substance to what you're saying, and I think that one of us here could really learn from that.
And that is you, because you say wisdom every eighth word.
What do we think?
$14.99.
$14.99?
Looks like good glass.
Okay.
This is totally not my aesthetic. I don't like this, like, thick metal gothic.
I'm 0 for 3
on the furniture we've seen.
$499.
Yeah. Casey, would you put this in your house?
No, not at all.
A 4 second
$14.99, you said?
Yeah.
$499.
I'm gonna give that to Amir. It's $544.
Close.
$544. So that's $25 in Amir's pocket. That pays for the fucking hot dog you ate this morning. The turkey.
It wasn't a hot dog.
It wasn't a hot dog.
It was not a hot dog.
It did have the spirit of hot dog, though.
It was a long, thin turkey Gruyere croissant witch.
It was a yardstick.
It was a yardstick
a unit of measurement.
Sandwich.
We should go to Yard House.
The downtown sports bar?
The what?
Nothing. Next.
All right.
Place for the
why
hot
did you
dog.
Choose this game? Like, I'm not even trying to be a mean
Christ.
Bully, but like, what?
Christ.
But
he ran into the word Christ.
Oh, it was, okay.
And then he wanted to do Price of Rice
got it.
Sequel,
yep.
Price of Christ. Again, this is just awful.
Oh, cool.
Awful.
A haunted bed frame.
Yes.
How much for this haunted bed frame?
I have trypophobia. I don't know if you guys have that. It's like the fear of holes.
Oh, yeah. I hear that's not an actual real thing. If you search for it. That's not an actual phobia that is like classified as an official fear. I don't know what you have, but it's not that. But like I've heard that before.
He needs this.
It's like a leaf that has like a bunch of like dots in it because and like insects have eaten it.
Yeah,
that triggers it.
Oh no, sorry.
$800.
$900.
Holy shit. $961.
So why are you so excited like he nailed it?
Because he kind of did.
Not really. I was closer with my last one. It's $60 off. You act like he absolutely spiked the right price.
I just am excited to give out money.
Okay.
I love sharing.
Yeah.
Oh.
Awful.
Pirates?
Oh, these are...
Treasure chests?
These are...
Sorts.
Gorgeous set of nightstands.
Nightstands.
I mean, Jesus. The drawers on the front, the
they
side,
really
it
combine
like
a lot
drawer?
Of light and dark materials
oh.
on some of these.
It's so heavy looking. It looks like
a
mummy.
It's just Christ.
A mummy.
Yeah, that is. That's a tomb.
In there. Yeah,
that
tomb.
Is an Egyptian. So how much for the Egyptian tomb? Is there a pharaoh?
$1,900.
Okay. Yeah. And Billy?
I'm going to price that up. I'm going to say $4,200.
$12.50. Here we go. We're running out of time. Here we go.
Where are you finding these prices if they're aftermarket?
Right next to the image. That's why I had to go aftermarket because
but
Christ is so expensive.
What website are you using to search aftermarket Christ furniture?
First Dibs, Kayo, Cherish.
The sorority?
Huh? I drove back down to USC and just asked them how much money was in their living room.
awful, awful stuff.
Love the legs.
Marble on top of cement.
It's kind of the opposite thick. Of Jeff's legs.
Everything yeah,
gets thicker
and
the lower
small.
You go down.
Yeah, exactly.
That looks like it weighs a couple tons.
Yes, yeah, exactly.
Like real tons.
And then let's get
marble
your...
top.
Marble top.
Okay, it's even more weight. Amir, you got a guess?
I'll say $1,999.
That's what I was going to say.
Really?
All right. You're both wrong. $1,400.
What?
$1,400. And here we go.
What is that?
I knew you were going to say
that. What
those
is
exact
that?
Words.
That's a
That's
bed frame.
Why I show this image because I had your fucking voice in my head. What is that?
It's a fucking sled? What is that?
That's either a bed frame or it is a magazine book holder.
It's a sled frame.
A sled frame? Sled frame?
So you put your sleds in there?
No, it's just a bed frame. It looks disgusting. It looks like something out of...
wrong angle to take the photo.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's the primary image.
You can't... Yeah, that could be the size of a 8.5 by 11 sheet of paper.
Do you like to sleep in the shape of the letter V?
Or
then
big
do we have the bed frame for you?
Yeah, you can't tell. You need the other angle.
Unless you sleep in it like a taco.
Oh, interesting. Right.
If you like sleep across it, as if it's almost like a bun.
That's really cool.
I think that's the only way you're sleeping in that bed frame.
It's a and bow. If, it's a bow. It's a skin bun.
A bowed bed.
A bowed bed.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just too quality to be cheap. I'm saying
it's big and leather.
It's leather?
Yeah.
It's leather on the outside.
I would think
it's not
so.
Wood.
It looks like leather. All well, right. There's wood and then there's the tan part of
it's
it.
It's only leather. Interesting to talk about it for so long before you put in a guess.
Yeah. You made the game, so we're going to take our time.
$3,000.
I'm going to quadruple that. $12,000.
Wow.
$2,630.
Got it.
Yeah. So, I mean, you can pull out of this game, too.
Okay.
You can just, like, move up. Move
two us. Big concrete
balls.
Dice.
Yeah, big blocks.
Dice.
Big blocks.
Two big dice.
Big blocks shot in a void of a world.
$500 each.
Like, they don't show you where in the living room you could put these massive cement cubes.
Yeah. A house filled with this furniture is no home for me.
I know what you mean. I'm going to say it's $100. And I know what
set,
you mean.
That's $3,000.
Yeah.
I said $500 each.
That's... I'm realizing that people listen to this as a podcast as well. So they're not like seeing any of these beds or dice or frames.
Well, we've been sort of corporately forced to make it a video podcast. So
interesting.
Just watch it on YouTube, fuckers.
But is this the best approach?
What's that?
Is this the best approach to making a video experience? Like, what, you have two seasoned performers here.
Mm.
You know, you could probably just have us like be and exist together as opposed to, you know, knowing that. Some
the price of dice.
Yeah.
The price is dice. Did it. How much is the price of these Christ dice?
$3,000 for the set.
Really? Mm-hmm. I'll take one for the price of a MacBook Pro, please.
I am peeking over at Jeff's computer right now, and he has a buffering side.
Oh.
Kind of worked out timing-wise.
You know, Adam Lustig and I made a song sampling this song.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Is it available? Can we listen to it?
Oh, we can listen to it.
What do I look up?
Snakes the Jam.
It's a great song.
Snakes the Jam?
I don't know if it's going to be on YouTube. It'll be on Bandcamp. I believe it's on an album called The Network Takeover, in which we remixed television theme songs.
Wow, that's a smart idea.
And then rapped over them.
1, 2, 3. This is the jam.
Nice.
This is the jam.
It's a summer pop song.
Yeah.
No?
I feel like this is, yeah, it's, oh, I've heard this.
This is good.
I've heard this.
Who's
on
singing?
No Joke.
Wow, who's singing?
Our friend Chloe.
That's Dua Lipa.
Bob Barka.
There's also Adam Lustig.
Yeah.
As you know, he
is
comes
there
in.
Another male in here?
Say again.
Is there another dude? Is there another dude?
Yeah, Clayton.
Wow.
Clayton Early and Chloe Wepper.
We made it through another 48 minutes of nonsense, irreverent or otherwise. It's been a Monday.
Okay.
It's been a Monday fun day. It's been bad.
Why are you happy about it?
Because it's over. plugs. What do you guys have going on? What
do you prefer doing this on Zoom?
In terms of how much fun I have, yeah. I like doing it in studio. But I said this last week, it is harder to do it and be actually mean.
Yeah.
So I am worried that the listeners are going to be like, this is different.
Interesting.
But I'll work up my confidence to be really
Maybe we could put a screen in here in between us and Jeff.
Oh, that's
like, he feels a little more confident to be a mean.
He could just be a bully behind the screen, but still in the same room.
Exactly.
Well, we Wizard have 3 weeks till 100. So
what's that?
We have 3 weeks till 100th episode.
Wow.
I have a lot of ideas.
Crazy.
What are you thinking for the big 100?
I'm not going to show my hand on air, but I'll tell you after we stop recording.
Did the first episode take place during quarantine?
Yeah. It was late April 2020, I think.
Wow. Right after.
Yeah.
And it was probably a byproduct of.
Yeah.
No?
Yeah. It was supposed to be a quarantine. We've talked about this kind of a lot, but it was supposed to be a quarantine podcast where we got to see how the network was like, you know, doing this stuff. Working from home, and then somewhere around the late summer,
and then the decision was made that Jeff will host it.
Rice.
Yeah. Were you the host the whole time?
I don't think so. I think I think it was maybe vaguely Marika and I, but I don't think so.
Jeff wasn't even in the first 10 episodes.
I have a website, billyscafuri.me.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Is that new?
No, it's been around, but you can see my work there. If you're interested in sports, videos, and comedy, you can see my work there. Amir and I host a podcast together, a basketball podcast called
Buckets. Bucket. And basketball is heating up. So we're going to record some more episodes ASAP. A lot of action. Your Cleveland Cavaliers might miss the playoffs.
I know. It's fucked.
You peaked really early.
Well, we just have injuries. Evan Mobley's out still.
Jared Allen still out?
There was a statistic that like we were like 15-3 or something with Jared Allen in the lineup, and then without him, we were like 500.
No Sexton, no Rubio.
MVP buzz.
Yeah.
Jared Allen. He has my vote.
It's got my vote, too.
Next year.
But yeah, Buckets and No Joke on the HeadGum Network. Listen to those, please.
That's mine, too.
Nice. At Jeff Boyardi on Twitter.
Quietly. At Jeff Boyardi, actually.
Also snakesmusic.bandcamp.com. Yeah. If you want to listen to more music. Snakesmusic.bandcamp.com.
I'm almost at 10,000 Twitter followers, so tell your friends. I tweet pretty good shit.
Do you want to tell the listeners about the seven tweets? The seven tweets?
Andy?
The seven, yes. Do you want to?
I don't even remember the origin of that. We'll do it.
I know the origin of that. Do you want it very briefly?
Yeah.
You texted me that actor Finn, the three of me and that actor Finn, you thought I was his friend Billy. Does he have a friend named Billy?
Oh, I tried to make a group chat with me, Finn, and Billy Brick.
Yes, and you started this like very complicated bit that obviously I wasn't supposed to be a part of and didn't want to be a part of. And I said, to make up for this, you owe me seven tweets by my design.
Yeah.
And we created a character named Andy.
With an I.
With an I. And you tweeted as Andy for a couple of...
And
then he liked it so much, I think he over-delivered. He was like, this is going to be the summer
I
of
saw
Andy.
I saw an organic Andy that he just produced, and I was just like, this is no longer a punishment. This is a game.
This is the return of Andy. And then A-N-D-I. And then someone who didn't follow me named Andy, A-N-D-I, retweeted it.
Yes.
And then I quote-tweeted that. No fucking way.
I think my favorite was Andy's tweets are dishwasher safe.
You came up with that one.
Yeah, of course.
Andy.
And there it was on the timeline.
And
so
they
he tweets fire.
Not that bad.
No.
Yeah.
Not trying to put games in trouble.
And it was so, it wasn't anything.
That's true. And neither is Twitter. So there's low stakes there.
Yeah, agreed.
But almost 10,000 followers, folks.
Yeah. Wow.
So unfollow if you don't want to see him hit that mark.
700 more followers, I think, ish, till 10,000, and we'll do something special on the show for the...
Maybe the 10,000 in the 100th episode can come together, join forces.
If I could get 800 new followers in the next 3 weeks, that would be...
That would be fun to have telethon style. Just like the rolling. Are we going to get
fun.
There?
All I need is a retweet from you, really, because I always pick up followers in droves. So I just need to tweet something worthy of the retweet.
Yeah. So far, nothing yet, but hey, you keep on at it. Who knows what'll happen?
Yeah.
Maybe if Andy makes his return.
That's what you retweet.
I'm more of an Andy guy.
Same. Love Ed.
I also like Rodney, your clothing alter ego.
Oh, yeah.
I am going to spring clean actually soon. And Rodney's closet will be making a grand reveal slash return on investment. So please look out for that at Rodney's dot closet on Instagram.
Rodney's dath dot closet.
And we got a lot of sweats. We got a lot of
good as eyebrows.
Yeah, concerned.
I played Gaston in a musical of Beauty and the Beast in eighth grade.
Is that true?
I developed these muscles as I was a growing boy.
Whoa.
Wow, were you really Gaston?
Yeah.
Dude, we got to see some photos on social media. Do you have any pictures?
Yeah.
I'd love to see them.
We'll do it the next time you're on.
Great.
But thanks so much for listening, guys, to this week's episode. We'll see you guys again next week. And until next week, that's Dawes, folks.
Huh?
That's Dawes. So it's the Hog of
Dawes. Keep talking. Well, no new conversations. And then that.
That was a HeadGum Original.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news, we're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Lateman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them, excuse me, why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
Hmm? Okay, I will. It's
can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.